as what we've done in the course of the week. Here are the questions. Question one.
Listen to the following two sentences. Explain why they are correct or incorrect. A. I prefer the one on the shelf. B. I prefer the one on the shelf. The questions again. Listen to the following two sentences. Explain why they are correct or incorrect. A. I prefer the one on the shelf. B. I prefer the one on the shelf.
Question two.
Listen to the sentence. He is not a man. Do you think the sentence is correct? Why do you think so? Listen once more. He is not a man. Do you think the sentence is correct? Why do you think so?
Question three.
Would you accept the following sentences as correct, or would you reject them? And why? A. He shared the books among John, James, and Mary. B. He shared the money equally between the two children. And C. He shared the food among the crowd. The question, once again. Would you accept the following sentences as correct, or would you reject them? And why? A. He shared the books among John, James, and Mary. B. He shared the money equally between the two children. C. He shared the food among the crowd.
Question four.
Consider the meaning of each of the following negative sentences. What do you think are their positive forms and their meaning? A. He can't be the man we are looking for. B. He need not be here before 8. C. He doesn't have to be here before 8. Let's listen to the question once again. Consider the meaning of each of the following negative sentences. What do you think are their positive forms and their meaning? A. He can't be the man we are looking for. B. He need not be here before 8. C. He doesn't have to be here before 8.
Question 5.
What, in your view, is wrong with these sentences? A. He says he will like us to meet. B. He sat beside me. The question again. What, in your view, is wrong with these sentences? A. He says he will like us to meet. B. He sat beside me.
And now, here are some suggestions as answers.
Question 1. Listen to the following sentences. Explain why they are correct or incorrect. A. I'd prefer the one on the shelf.
Correct. This is a sentence expressing a wish as indicated by the wish verb prefer. Wish verbs including prefer require the auxiliary verb would, as in, I would prefer the one on the shelf. In informal and colloquial style, would is reduced or shortened to apostrophe D. Thus, I would prefer the one on the shelf becomes, I'd prefer the one on the shelf.
B. I'd prefer the one on the shelf.
This sentence is also correct. The apostrophe D in had preferred is a reduced form of had. The full form of the sentence under consideration is, I had preferred the one on the shelf, which is a correct sentence. If the apostrophe D in this sentence is interpreted as a shortened form of would, the sentence becomes ungrammatical. This is because we do not say, I would prefer the one on the shelf.
Question 2. Listen to this sentence. He is not a man. Do you think the sentence is correct? Why do you think so?
The sentence is not correct. The reason is that among is a typical preposition in English and must as such be followed by a noun or noun-like expression. We should say, he is not among the lot, or he is not among those here at present, or something like that.
Question 3. Would you accept the following sentences as correct, or would you reject them, and why? A. He shared the books among John, James, and Mary.
Unacceptable. Among is being used here to refer to persons considered as individuals, which shouldn't be the case. Among is used to refer to groups. The appropriate preposition here is between, and the sentence should read, he shared the books between John, James, and Mary.
B. He shared the money equally between the two children.
Acceptable. Between is normally used to refer to two or more people considered as individuals, which is what happens here.
C. He shared the food among the crowd.
Acceptable. Among is used here to refer to people as a group. This is the normal use of among.
Question 4. Consider the meaning of each of the following negative sentences. What do you think are their positive forms and meaning? A. He can't be the man we are looking for.
The sentence expresses an inference, and it means, I conclude from the available circumstances that he is not the man we are looking for. This is a negative sentence. Its positive form is, he must be the man we are looking for.
B. He need not be here before 8.
A negative sentence expressing absence of necessity or obligation. The sentence means, it is not necessary for him to be here by 8, or he is not obliged to be here by 8. The positive form of the sentence is, he must be here by 8.
He doesn't have to be here by 8.
This negative sentence also expresses absence of obligation or necessity. Indeed, it has the same meaning as our previous sentence, he need not be here by 8. Its positive form is, he must be here by 8.
Question 5. What, in your view, is wrong with these sentences? A. He says he will like us to meet.
The sentence seeks to express a wish. This is signaled by the presence of the verb like. The appropriate auxiliary is not will, but would. The sentence should be, he says he would like us to meet.
B. He sat beside me.
The appropriate word is the preposition beside. The sentence should be, he sat beside me.
Thank you both. Well, listeners, that's all we have for you. Have a good weekend. Till next